This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a stop in Beijing this weekend on his way home from North Korea. It didn't go great. He had some blunt words with the Chinese foreign minister over trade and Taiwan and some other issues the two countries disagree on. And with the Sino-American economic relationship being chilly as it is at the moment, we've got another installment of our series, My Economy, about how people are dealing with things in their own personal economic day-to-day. Today, a businesswoman with a special interest in items 4202.21 through 4202.29 on the latest list of tariffed Chinese imports.
My name is Deepa Gandhi, and I am co-founder and COO of Dagny Dover. Dagny Dover is a handbag and accessories brand. We make a variety of products to really help a woman get from day to night. Everything is under $500. So if you compare our mid $200 price point bags to a Coach bag, for example, they would sell that probably at double. For me, I never felt a reason to buy a $1,000 plus handbag because I didn't feel that they were functional, right? I said, if I'm spending money, I want to make sure that this actually deals with my day-to-day. So we started with a product that has a place for your laptop, your water bottle, a key strap, so you never lose your keys. When we first launched, we manufactured in New York locally, but we very, very quickly outgrew their capacity. Overall, handbag manufacturing in the U.S. is limited. You know, our average handbag is over, 100 pattern pieces. It's kind of crazy how complex they are. And you have to have multiple stitches, multiple edge paint, and, you know, things that just take a lot of time. And you need the labor force that actually is able to do that. And that labor force isn't trained in the US. And that's where Asia was really important. We are a small yet high growth business. So, you know, adding an additional tariff, we have to redo our cash flow planning and we have to rethink about how are we going to grow. If manufacturing was in the US, we could support the US economy by bringing manufacturing here, but that's not an option for us. Our only option is to move to other countries in Southeast Asia. And we have actually been in the process of doing that, but it's still a matter of time because to properly shift a supply chain takes 18 to 24 months. These tariffs in the end will not just hurt us as a small business, but also the customer, because we have to start to think about, is this something that we pass along to our customers? And that's not something we want to do because it is still mid-price point. So we are confident we'll be able to weather it, but it definitely has us making some tough decisions.
This series only works when you tell us about you. So please take a minute, tell us how your economy is doing. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.